I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I see by the New York Times that Bird Talk magazine is no more. Just another magazine done in by the Internet. As an aside to that news story, the New York Times asked readers what magazines they miss the most of magazines that are no longer published, and so far over 400 people have responded. They miss the big weeklies like Life, Look, Sporting News, and the old Saturday Evening Post. The weekly TV guide, which covered all three networks. They miss the pulp magazines and the digest magazines that replaced them, like Weird Tales and Startling Stories and Ranch Romances and Fantastic Universe and Worlds of Tomorrow and All-Star Western Stories. They miss the Saturday Review, Gourmet, House and Garden, Argosy, True, and Sports Afield with those great Jason Lucas fishing articles. Rock magazines like Crawdaddy, Cream, Zygote, and Rolling Stone before it became filled with fashion ads. And on and on. But nobody mentioned True Treasure or Treasure Tales, Worlds of Treasure or Treasure World, Treasure Quest or Treasure Magazine or Treasure Search or Treasure Found. These last three were all published by the same company, Jess Publishing of 29 Palms, California, and one morning in 1992 they all just disappeared. I remember hearing of authors whose stories had been published in those magazines, and they're still waiting for their checks, 20 years later. In the 1970s and 1980s, there were a dozen treasure magazines, and several of them put out big annuals every year. Now we have just 2.5 treasure magazines. Western and Eastern Treasures and Lost Treasure are two, and the half is American Digger. I call it a half magazine not because it sponsors that stupid treasure TV show, but because it comes out every other month, just 6 times a year, where the others come out 12 times a year. What killed all those magazines? Well, a lot of things. The early pulp magazines, which died in about 1950, were killed mainly by TV. When TV arrived, many people pretty much gave up on reading. But for people who did like to read, paperback books overtook pulp magazines as their favorite reading material. Paperbacks first appeared in the late 1930s, and they became more popular than the pulp magazines because they were printed on better paper, they could be carried in a pocket, and they were generally reprints of regular books that cost 6 or 8 times as much in hardback as they did in paperback. And the pulp publishers didn't care much that the pulps were dying because, in many cases, the pulp publishers were also the paperback publishers. They were making the same amount of money, but their shipping charges fell because paperback books were much smaller and lighter than pulp magazines. But I digress. What killed treasure magazines? I'm sure that's your question. 4 things, in my estimation. First, a drop in advertising revenue. It cost advertisers a lot to advertise in 12 different magazines, so they had to pick and choose where they advertised, and it was a case of survival of the fittest. I examined a few magazines. In late 1977, an issue of Western and Eastern Treasures, which is still with us, had 26 pages of ads. But Treasure Search from the same time had just 16 pages of ads, and Treasure Search is long gone. Additionally, in the 1970s, there were dozens of metal detector manufacturers who bought ads in the magazines. Today, there are about 5. So fewer companies buying ads, and you have to sell ads to stay in business. The second factor is cost of the magazine to the reader. These 1977 issues sold for $1, and a 12-issue subscription cost about $10. Today, that $10 wouldn't get you even 2 issues of the magazines that are around now. The third reason we've lost so many magazines, there's no place to buy them. Barnes & Noble's about the only bookstore left, and many of their branches don't carry treasure magazines. Borders had them, but Borders died a year ago. Brentano's and Dalton's and Walden bookstores are all gone. You can't drop into a bookstore in the mall while your spouse is looking at clothes in another store because there aren't any bookstores in malls anymore. And the 4th reason, the Internet and the free online treasure boards. About 20 of them, not counting the Facebook treasure groups. And unlike the magazines, they don't cost you anything to read or to listen to like this show you're tuned into right now. So, harder to find and more expensive when you find them, and much of the material in them is old news that you read for free several months earlier on online message boards. What's a magazine to do anyway? Thanks for listening. For more free articles, yep, free, visit my book page, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.